Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, September 20th, 1900, the Agricultural Reporter informed its readers that an inquest had started into the death of 81-year-old Francis Millington of Mylars Hill, St. Michael, who perished in one of Barbados's many train accidents. The newspaper reported that Carrington was crushed to death on September 19, 1900, by the Down Train, the train from Belplaine to Bridgetown, at about 10:15 a.m. near the Tweeside Road gate. Millington's daughter, Annie Seeley, who gave testimony to the coroner and the jury at a house in Carrington Village, insisted that the deceased had good memory, could walk fast, and was not hard of hearing. Another individual giving evidence was Fitzgerald Ince, a carpenter who was working near the railway at the time of the accident. Ince reported that he saw Millington trying to cross the line when he was struck on the left shoulder and was rolled about 48 feet along the line, with a train going over his legs. The jury returned the verdict of accidental death, but this was one of several train accidents to have occurred during the railway's operation between 1881 to 1937. 7 years later, in March 1907, C.A. Puckering, an employee at George Whitfield and Company, was killed at the railway station in Fairchild Street when he lost his hold and fell between the rails and footpath. According to the Agricultural Reporter, he was caught by the steps of the second carriage, which doubled him up and dragged him a distance of about 100 yards before the train could be stopped. Puckering's mangled body was removed to his residence at Fontbell. Other accidents would occur as boys endeavoured to hop the train as it travelled through the countryside on its way from Fairchild Street to Belplaine and back to Bridgetown with passengers. At times, especially during the crop season, the train transported sugar and molasses from the sugar factories to Bridgetown. Today, some of the tangible remains of the railway system could still be seen in the rusted iron stakes at Bath St. John, and the trestle, and an impressive archway made of coral stone, rubble, and eggshell at Belplaine St. Andrew.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.